is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Alonso Galvan. Date of birth, January 28, 1981. Case ID number 4200433. Date of exam, December 20, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Tropical Texas Behavior Health Center, dated 4/16/2019. Identifying information. This is a 42-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of left eye blindness, comma, migraine headaches, comma, schizophrenia with memory loss, comma, and arthritis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was in 2016, where he worked for a waste management and recycling company, which he states he did for 14 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives with his uncle in his uncle's house, and he is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number 1, left eye blindness, number 2, migraine headaches, number 3, schizophrenia with memory loss, and number 4, arthritis. History of allegations, number 1, left eye blindness. The claimant states that in 2001 he was in a motor vehicle accident and he lost his left eye, and the remains of his left eye had to be removed. At the present time, he wears a left eye glass, which is a prosthetic eyeglass that he wears for cosmetic purposes. The claimant has minimal problems with the right eye, and his left eye was the only one that was affected. He presently does not wear glasses. He states that his night vision and peripheral vision is poor. Especially for the left side, since he does not have an eye there. And he states one of his biggest problems is that he has difficulty focusing and has headaches very frequently. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/blind. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. As noted earlier, the claimant has an artificial left eye prosthesis. Allegation number 2, migraine headaches. The claimant states that in 2001, when he had his motor vehicle accident and lost his eye, he eventually started to develop cluster type of migraine headaches, especially in 2007, where he noticed that it was becoming worse. He was diagnosed with migraine headaches and states that the character of the pain is a pounding, sharp pain located on the left parietal temporal area that can last for 6 hours, and he has these headaches at least 3 times per week. The associated symptoms include nausea, comma, photophobia, comma, paresthesias, comma, scalp tenderness, comma, vertigo, comma, and poor vision. He attributes the headaches to the fact that he has no left eye and to the left eye blindness. He occasionally takes Tylenol 500 milligrams QD, but states that he usually will just sleep it off. And when he does take Tylenol, it takes about 6 hours for the pain to go away. He is taking no other medication for headaches at this time. Allegation number three, schizophrenic with memory loss. The claimant states that in 2018, he was diagnosed with schizophrenia along with memory loss. He states that he started to have hallucinations, both visual and audio, and states that occasionally he has poor memory. The claimant has attempted to commit suicide by hanging himself and playing Russian roulette with a gun to his head. He has decreased energy, concentration, and motivation, and states that he doesn't sleep well at night. Occasionally, he'll have anger bursts and states that he has a lot of anxiety. He states his appetite is good, and the claimant does have a history of using cocaine. He is presently on Prozac 40 milligrams QD and quetiapine 50 milligrams QD. He was diagnosed with major depressive disorder and schizophrenia with memory loss. His condition appears to be better at this time, and he states that the medications have helped him. Allegation number four, arthritis. The claimant states that since 2000, he has had left knee pain. He was diagnosed with osteoarthritis, and no x-rays have been performed. He denies any fractures, surgeries, or injections given for his condition. His symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he usually feels daily. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 10 minutes, climb 3 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 25 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. He will occasionally take Tylenol 500 milligrams QD for pain, which he states does give a little bit of relief. He was diagnosed with arthritis of his joints, but especially of the left leg. Family history not pertinent at this time. Medications, Arthrotec, 75 milligrams / 0.2 milligrams TID, Prozac, 40 milligrams QD, quetiapine, 50 milligrams QD, terbinafine cream, apply TID to affected area. Medical problems, obesity, hyperlipidemia, left eye blindness with a prosthesis left eye, schizophrenia, major depressive episode, migraine headaches, most likely secondary to left eye trauma, lumbar sacral back pain, and left knee pain, along with osteoarthritis. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per week for 35 years. Alcohol, the claimant has a history of drinking 1 to 2 beers socially. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant has a history of using marijuana and cocaine. The last time he used cocaine was in 2017, and he states the last time he used marijuana was in 2014. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 166 pounds, height 5 feet 4 and a fourth inch tall, BP 127 over 68 mmHg, heart rate 62 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 28. General. This is a 42-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability evaluation. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head, no scleral exudates with nodal or conjunctiva petechiae. He does have a left prosthesis eye secondary to an injury requiring that he have his left eye removed. The fundoscopic examination of the right eye appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have missing teeth and multiple teeth cavities. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, but extraocular movements were intact for the right eye. Visual acuity was grossly normal for the right eye. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal for the right eye only. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. OS, 20/blindness. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant can only see from the right eye. He has a prosthesis eye globe in the left. Could you please drop down to skin? The claimant had multiple tattoos all over his body. Could you drop down to neurological? The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. His speech was fluent and his mood was somewhat inappropriate for the time. He tended to laugh at his situation, which appears to be not a good situation for him at this time. He had clear thought processes and his memory was normal. Concentration was fair, and he was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact, except for the left eye where the claimant is unable to perform some of his cranial nerves function secondary to not having an eye. Cerebellar function. Could you please drop down to after neurological on the last page? X-rays of the left knee, no acute findings. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision for his right eye, but does have blindness in his left eye secondary to an accident requiring the removal of his left eye, and he does have a prosthesis eye on the left side. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment secondary to a left eye blindness. Probable diagnoses. Number one, left eye blindness with left eye prosthesis, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is able to see fairly well with the right eye. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Number two, migraine headaches, more likely than not coming from his accident from his left eye. The claimant refuses to take any medication for pain and prefers to sleep off his headaches. Number three, schizophrenia with memory loss. Dash being treated at this time appears to be fairly stable. He also had a major depressive episode, but appears to be doing much better at this time. Number four, arthritis, dash, not confirmed with physical examination or x-rays. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Alonso Galvan.